Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Interdisciplinary research is increasingly necessary to tackle complex issues. Eve Waltermoer, associate professor in the Department of Sociology at the State University of New York at New Paltz, examines the need for a partnership between public health and criminology.
While it may not surprise you to hear that incarcerated men experience HIV and hepatitis C at a rate 5 times that of the general population, you may not have considered that this is not just because men who do risky things are men who do risky things. It's also because the close proximity of the prison environment can increase the behaviors that lead to transmission risk, and the risk is greater for female prisoners. Incarcerated women not only have a greater risk of HIV and hepatitis C than non-incarcerated women, but these women also have a greater likelihood of HIV, hepatitis C, tuberculosis, and asthma than incarcerated men. With the fields of criminology and public health figuratively and literally housed separately in academia, the extraordinary connection between these two fields can easily be missed when, in fact, involvement with crime as a perpetrator, victim, or officer can independently put an individual at a greater risk of poorer health. For example, intimate partner violence victims report high levels of chronic complaints such as asthma and bladder infections, and police officers are potentially at greater risk for hypertension. Then there are behaviors such as violence and drug use that both the criminologist and the public health specialist see as significant concerns. Understanding the intersection of criminology and public health also illuminates the connected risk factors. Low employment opportunities not only pushes poor males towards more carcinogenic jobs, but this lack of meaningful work also propels many toward criminal behavior. While its name is long enough to make you fall asleep before the final syllable, epidemiological criminology, or the study of the intersection between crime and public health, has already been field-tested to successfully improve our understanding in both fields.
That was Eve Waltermoer of the State University of New York at New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.